State health officials have put nearly half the state under red alert as COVID-19 cases are surging in North Carolina. And Governor Roy Cooper has issued a new stay-at-home order effective this Friday. WUNC's Will Michaels has been following the developments. Hi, Will.
Hey, Amy.
Okay, as I look out the window right now, the holiday lights are being switched on. But what really is the situation here? What has prompted now 48 counties to be colored red and 42 counties colored orange on the state map?
Well, just about every trend that the state health department keeps track of, in a few words. To give a brief reminder to listeners, this color code that you're talking about is something that the State Department of Health and Human Services put into effect for each county, that each county would get a code either red, orange, or yellow based on the amount of community spread in that county, red being the most critical, the highest amount of community spread in each county. To give some perspective, as you said, that's about 48 counties. Well, it's exactly 48 counties now. It was 20 counties 2 weeks ago. That should give you a basic idea of how quickly this virus in just the past 2 weeks up to a month or so has really spread. And those numbers across the board really have just about doubled in a month. The number of hospitalizations has more than doubled since this time last month. The number of new cases on a daily basis has more than doubled since this time last month.
And as I understand it, we haven't even seen the fallout from Thanksgiving yet.
That's right. State Health Secretary Dr. Mandy Cohen said that. The White House task force also said if you are under 40 and you went to a Thanksgiving gathering outside of your own home, you should go ahead and just assume that you were infected. If not infected, at least exposed to the coronavirus.
Yeah, there is a particular group that is being circled in that. Young people who are out doing their lives, who may be completely asymptomatic, seem to be the people who are at the center of all of this new spread. So what does this new stay-at-home order say, and who is it most directed at?
It's a curfew with some exceptions. The stay-at-home order says that people must stay at home between the hours of 10 p.m. and 5 a.m. unless it's for things like buying groceries or seeking medical attention. And what the governor said in his press briefing was, we know that when people are out at places like restaurants, staying until closing, having a drink maybe at that restaurant, that those are the times that people are more likely to congregate indoors, especially as it gets colder, and in situations where it might not be safe, where you might be around people who don't live with you. So I think that that was certainly part of the thinking here, was targeting those people, more likely young people, who are more likely and willing to go out in later in the day and expose themselves in exchange for maybe a drink after work or after a long, hard day, which we've all had recently.
Yeah, Governor Cooper has been pretty reluctant to tighten restrictions. He's expressed a lot of frustration, too, that things like mask wearing have been politicized. I think he maybe had hoped things would change after the election. But it seems like what has changed is the circumstances.
Right. And I asked the governor what his criteria would be for further putting even more restrictions on if he deemed so worthy. And he said, well, you know, one thing that tipped our hand in putting this stay-at-home order, this modified stay-at-home order in place, was this report put out recently by researchers at Duke and UNC that said hospitals statewide, while there are regional differences, statewide are about 6 weeks away from reaching capacity. He didn't necessarily give specific criteria as to how he would further implement restrictions, but he did say that if trends get worse, if they don't improve. The governor called the situation dire, and State Health Secretary Dr. Mandy Cohen said she's very worried.
WUNC's Will Michaels. Will, thanks so much.
Sure thing.